This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, this is where science and research meshes with art and creates the most ergonomic stock you can carry for your weapon. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. So, with all of this treason shrieking and the media howls about the supposed Russian interference in the 2016 election, which basically, in a lot of ways, amounted to buying ads on Facebook, which is very difficult. And then it for all the talk about what it does, right? Advertising doesn't change anybody's mind. It might call attention to certain things, but that's going to be on the person looking at the advertising and digesting it. But, you know, I'm beside the point. Tucker Carlson got out there and he poured some very cold water on the fevered egos out there. There's a famous quote from a 19th century UK Prime Minister, Lord Palmerston, that phrases it well. England has no eternal friends. England has no perpetual enemies. England has only eternal and perpetual interests. By contrast, we here in the United States are the home of one of the most laughed at ideas that goes on in international affairs, and we can still see traces of it in the current Trump-Putin hysteria. Harry Stimson's claim against spying on the grounds that gentlemen do not read each other's mail. Nobody disputes the stupidity of that particular one. Now we have all this yelling about Russian electoral interference as if it were unique, as if it were singular, unusually diabolical, and unprecedented. Well, Carlson brings up the Mexicans and their election interference and a lot of meddling that has followed since on the issue of tariffs, and Mexico isn't the only one. Now, as far as the Mexican case, it's not so much that I'm a fan or not a fan of tariffs. I certainly don't think that the leftist anti-American Steelworkers Union deserves any sucker from Trump. And I'm even less of a fan of Mexico's politicized tariff moves targeted at specific voters, punishing those it disagrees with to make them pay, and by extension, boosting leftists, the same leftist Democrats its own illegals are known to vote for. And can't you just see them slinking around, poring over trade statistics, looking at the actual addresses of U.S. manufacturers of goods brought or bought in their country, maybe even sending their spies or diplomats to those countries to gather intelligence and then matching these places of manufacture to a database of U.S. counties that voted for Trump. That's what they did. Mexico has done amazing amounts of meddling in our elections, particularly the last one. It was the only nation that openly advertised to its nationals to come over to its diplomatic consulates. which are not places U.S. nationals are allowed to go to, and register to vote in U.S. elections, something that in California undoubtedly led to a lot of Mexican nationals voting and the resulting cancellation of Americans' votes, meaning the disenfranchisement of American voters. And that's a foreign policy objective for them. Now, California, you have to understand, does not check to see if voters are illegal. And on its voter signature form, and has slightly changed its I certify I am a U.S. citizen to I certify I am a U.S. resident to avoid prosecuting the illegals for voting. And Mexico knows this all too well. And with Mexico registering the voters of what is not its own country but a foreign country, you can bet a lot of illegal voting has come courtesy of the Mexican government. The Mexicans also had a government-linked entity run ads in their own country urging their nationals to encourage their American relatives, not distinguishing citizen from non-citizen, to vote here in the U.S. for Democrats, of course. That's a whole lot of meddling, and a lot more than the computer hacks and the piddly Facebook ads and the uncertainty sown by RT News, which is about the extent of all of this. The big, big players, in fact, were surprised. The UK and Australia. Australia, our purported closest allies. Now, what do we get out of Australia? You know, there's an investigative report that suggests a reason about, you know, it turns out that Australia has been meddling in our election in a failed bid to ensure Clinton's victory. Hill reports that Downer had earlier dispensed some $25 million in contributions to the Clinton Foundation back in 2006, leaving Australia in a position to ask for some fancy favors from the Democrats. It's far from the only instance. Clarice Feldman notes in an email, the only documented meddling in the election was by Australians. She sent links to stories showing the illegal campaign donations went to Bernie Sanders from Australian sources, which resulted in a fine for Sanders, and the Australian Labor Party sent operatives to work against Trump. That's meddling. It's the Australian ruling party, the Liberal Party, that meddled most. Turns out that Alexander Downer, the supposedly untainted, dispassionate outside source that fingered one of the president, one of Trump's young advisors in London, who had had contacts with Russian sources as a likely national security concern, was anything but dispassionate. He was in bed with the Clintons all along, shoveling the $25 million in Australian government cash into the Clinton Foundation coffers back in 2006. And he's the same member of the same Liberal Party as Turnbull, and with the London embassy post, an important one for Australia, you can bet those dudes are tight. Now, then there's the UK, which has left a string of circumstantial crumbs from Christopher Steele's role in creating the phony dossier about Trump, colluding with Sidney Blumenthal to other stuff. And don't think it doesn't go two ways. Some lefty scholar assembled a list of 81 elections the U.S. has been known to have interfered in. Several stick out in my mind at first. First, Obama openly interfered with the recent election in Israel in a bid to get Netanyahu unseated. He's also known to have spied big time on Israeli diplomatic and government missions. There was also Russia, 1996, which assured the re-election of Boris Yeltsin, a poor hammer drunk who was so unfit to run the country that he couldn't even campaign. And the alternative was an avowed communist who would have been a mess, but there you have it. Don't think Putin isn't aware of this. U.S. also interfered substantially via the Soros front groups in Ukraine to throw out Viktor Yanukovych, something that rather negates the hands-off attitude of the head hand-wringers in the Russia-Trump case. You can bet that Putin remembers that one even more vividly and has decided that two can play at that game. Going back to Australia, where the U.S. intelligence community seems to have done its darndest to throw out an Australian prime minister, as documented in the Christopher Boyce espionage case of the 1970s, the old Falcon and Snowman story, you know. What can we say here? Electoral interference is normal because nations have interests, not friends. So sorry, non-Stimsonites. Sorry. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification are ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCM for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Studio. This is Lock and Load. I need to get those guys back on here. It's been a long time since I had them on here. They got the studio, so I need to look at the AR 500 armor guys and gals. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action.
Not the best fit?
Now it's made for you.
Tired look?
Now the coolest gun in camp.
Want tighter groups?
Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. For those of you who may watch my YouTube stuff that I do, you will have noticed that I haven't been doing any YouTube stuff. And it's not because of some equipment malfunction or something else. In June, for whatever reason, the multi-channel network that I was a member of, Broadband TV, which represents a whole bunch of gun YouTuber types, which I don't really look at myself as purely a gun YouTuber type because I talk a little bit of tech and backpacks and stuff like that. But that's all beside the point. They unceremoniously dumped tens of thousands of us. And when that happened, YouTube stopped monetizing us. Now, you have probably been hearing that YouTube has a bias about gun owners, and I'm trying to, or gun channels, and I'm trying to dispel this notion simply to tell you that they've got a bias against anybody right now for some reason. There's this one camera reviewer named Max Ureyev, who I look at his stuff, and I think he's very good at what he does, and he's been demonetized. And maybe it is true what Charles said on here, that they want to control the revenue, they want to control the content. Maybe that's what they want to do, but something happened today, and something happened. Let's take it back. Monday, my trusty MacBook Pro died. Or so I thought. It died enough to where it's still not back yet. It's going to get fixed, but it's not back. So I went to the Apple Store. Off to the Apple Store I go, and I buy the brand new 2018 MacBook Pro. Now, I did not know what this computer was capable of. One of the cameras I shoot video with is it can shoot in 6K. It's actually designed to shoot in 6K anamorphic, but with a regular lens, it'll shoot in 6K. And that's high resolution. But I've never had a computer that can handle it, but this computer can. This computer can handle anything I throw at it. I mean, I'm not a big, wow kind of guy when it comes to tech stuff. I buy it because it's supposed to do what it does, and when it does it, then I'm not overly impressed with it. I'm really impressed with this. But anyway, so now I've got this laptop where I can do some really good editing of video, and I'm working with YouTube to figure out what's going on. YouTube actually responds to me. I reach out to them, and I get a guy named Alexander on the other end. Alexander points out what is going wrong with my account, and then he fixes it. And today, everything went back monetized. Well, I had to go in there independently and remonetize every video, but now the videos are once again monetized. Now, they would not be monetizing me and allowing me to get back into the partners program if they were going to kick me out. That is just my thought process. I have passed the threshold of how many you got to have a minimum amount of subscribers and a minimum amount of views over a 12-month period in order to qualify for this. So to be part of all that, they've sort of culled the smaller YouTube creator out, which I don't think that's very fair, but at the same time, I'm sitting around here. And at the same time, last night, I had Robert Patton from Sheath on here. Now, the same boosted video that I had boosted and paid to boost on Facebook, after I had to appeal it, they're still not approving it. And I have sent that to them, the picture of the screen grab of their approved ad that does have video of me shooting guns. Yes, it does. It has video of me shooting guns because that's one of the more dynamic things that I do. at nowadays as being me and my age and everything. And I do that, and I have fun doing it. And I do it when as a, you know, walking, talking test pilot for Sheath. And I pointed it out to them before when they approved the appeal, and I pointed it out to them last night. And I still haven't, that's still all pending, which leads me to believe they're not going to approve it. So I'll just make another video. I guess I'll just sit there with my hands, you know, twiddling my thumbs going, huh, let's talk about Sheath. Normally I'd be shooting. This is something I did not expect because I sort of expected Facebook to calm down a little bit. This is, as a matter of fact, this is the exact opposite of what I expected, simply because, you know, I figured YouTube hasn't been hauled to Congress and had to explain themselves why this is bad and why that is bad. And instead, Facebook, who's been hauled to Congress, and they are, I mean, they're having security breach after security breach after security breach. They've been hauled to Congress, and they're the ones holding the line in the strict anti-gun sense. They don't want to depict anything selling guns, even though guns are illegal. If I smoked cigarettes still, I would take pictures of me smoking cigarettes and standing there going, you know, there's nothing like a cigarette after the radio show. I feel so good having that cigarette. I wonder if they'd let that go up. Maybe would they let me boost that, you think? I'm getting real tired of these no-better-than-me organizations that are trying to save me from me. You can't save me from me. I'm a free man, and I'm allowed to live my own life. But today, despite everything I've been hearing, YouTube remonetized and partnered up with a gun channel. What does that mean, I wonder? We'll find out as time goes on. I'm sure this is not the last of this, but we'll definitely see. And YouTube content will begin anew very shortly. I've got all kinds of new stuff to do with it. So, anyway, just wanted to bring you up to date on that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq. This is Sheath underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
USA Radio News.
Yeah, and I've said that before, Jeff. I have said that numerous times before. And I would say that that is true, yeah. He's in charge of the country, just like I consider myself to be responsible for things that happen in this country. So certainly, as the leader of a country, you would have to hold him responsible, yes.
Comments made tonight by President Trump when asked if he holds Russian President Vladimir Putin responsible for meddling in the 2016 presidential election. Lawmakers are still responding to President Trump's comments on Capitol Hill regarding the 2016 election, including Democratic Senator Joe Kennedy.
He's walked back yesterday. He walks back the walk back in the next sentence. He has. This is a horrible thing to say. The president of the United States has no credibility when it comes to this issue.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones was up close to 80 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Why this isn't turned up as loud as I wanted to go. Anyway, this portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Ergonomic excellence. Out of wood. Smoothest. Best fit that you can achieve. Made by the people at Boyd's. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I think one thing that we need to all take into consideration is, what's going on in D.C.? D.C. is a different world. It's, it's here. It's on this continent, but it seems like it's a different world. We still have this reaction going on with Trump. And I would consider that to be hilarious if it wasn't so deadly serious. And it goes without saying that the White House press corps and their international fellows who were present in the room hoped to use the event to attack Trump no matter what he said. Had he convinced Putin to resign, they would have attacked with equal fervor for, messing around in an internal affairs of another sovereign country. But following a private meeting between the two men, then further conversation with their advisors, the people of the press seemed to think that they were the stars of this show, that the world was waiting to hear their questions asked with their cherished ability to make heads of state squirm. For reasons no one can discern, these not journalists see themselves as the one and only conduit of information between Trump, Putin, and the people. They seem to have forgotten that we can all read, think, and come to conclusions on our own. That's something the press seems to really have forgotten. Did we need one of them to ask Putin if he had compromising material on Trump? It was not a serious question, but one meant only to embarrass the president. Trump by now, however, is beyond being embarrassed by the idiot pseudo-reporters. The man from the AP humiliated only himself. And Trump could have read from an Obama transcript words that they all had glorified in the past, and the media would have reacted exactly the same way because the words came out of Trump's mouth. And it's a thing, isn't it? It's all about, it's because the president said it. Which is always one of the most curious things to me. Because he dared to say it. But I digress. The minute the presser was over, there was a near global political disintegration among our Democrats. Most of the rhinos in Congress, like Ryan and Flake and Corker and Graham, and the media. There was only a few voices of reason. Roger L. Simon, Rand Paul, among the few. And for the rest of the herd, one would have thought that Trump handed Putin the keys to the White House. And he didn't do anything of the kind. Trump sat down with a man and began a conversation. Where it will go, no one knows yet. Trump knows, as do most people interested in such things, that Russia has spied on the U.S. for at least 100 years. Pick up an Eric Ambler novel, could you? That the Democrats are suddenly upset by this is a complete and total joke. Until November the 9th, 2016, they loved Russia and humiliated anyone who did not see the former Soviet Union as a model society. Obama knew the Russians were cyber intruding on numerous facets of our infrastructure, and he didn't do anything. He did not care one bit. And when he said publicly that he had told Putin to cut it out, none of our self-congratulatory, ideologically rigid media minded that one bit. For the media, Obama could do or say no wrong, no matter how much damage he did. And as for calling out the Russians, Obama knew Hillary was going to win, so it didn't matter what the Russians did. It didn't matter that millions of dollars of Russian money flowed into the Clinton campaign coffers and to what has been the largest money laundering operation in U.S. history, the Clinton Foundation. None of that mattered to Obama. Didn't matter to the media. They didn't publicize bad news for their side. Their version of the news trumps the country's well-being. The present-day hysterics that we have now is pathetic, plain, simple. It is absolutely pathetic. Some people may not see that way. But that's the problem. See, I don't care how other people might see that because of one thing. One main thing. It sort of transcends all of that caring part, because I don't care about what the left or the press says anyway. They, you know, they know well, very well, that Trump has been harder on Russia than Clinton and Bush or Obama. They just see an opportunity to cause a problem. And all these pointy-headed, self-appointed foreign policy gurus cannot abide the fact that Trump is getting things right without their advice and counsel. That's the other thing. See, all of the cocktail players in D.C. are not present in this White House for the most part. And they, you know, they're sitting around gobsmacked that he actually gets it right in a lot of cases. They're also gobsmacked that they're thoroughly unnecessary. And as far as the left-wing media tools, they're equally disoriented by the successes that Trump is racking up with alacrity. So disoriented, they're self-destructing before our eyes. I mean, if you want to see a comedy show, watch any montage of these on CNN and MSNBC throughout the last few days, and that reveals a full group meltdown of monstrous proportions. Their shark-jumping criticism of Trump over the Putin press conference has made their mania over the border look like a toddler tantrum. What happened to that, by the way? This time they've exposed themselves for who they really are, terrified, ignorant, blinkered, narcissists who are discovering they're completely irrelevant. Whoa. We should all be eternally grateful for the truthful analysts like Stephen F. Cohen of The Nation and for Trump, whose instincts are so much better than the lot of the baying hyenas on cable and network so-called news programs. So, Trump, you know, let me just say this. Stephen didn't want me to say this when I had him on. If I were Donald Trump and I was the president of the United States and I had seen what was going on in the FBI in the run-up, if I knew that the FBI took a dossier that the Clinton campaign paid for and got this FISA warrant based upon this erroneous dossier and then started doing all the things they did to my campaign, around my campaign, about my campaign. If I knew about Strzok's and, you know, Page's texts and, you know, we've got a plan for that, he's not going to be president, that kind of stuff. If I knew all that stuff, I would not sit back and say, I would not be gracious about it. I wouldn't. There's just no way I would do that. And for anybody out there that thinks that Trump should be putting on a united front, I think Trump should be kicking everybody out of the FBI. I think Trump should be getting rid of everybody in the CIA. Anybody that worked for Clapper or Brennan, any of those guys, they should all be gone. And if somebody's out there, well, like, these are the experienced intelligence people. No, there's other people that could do this. There's other people that could do this. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract. From within a few days, I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Last time on the firing line. To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. This is the good... Boyd's is, you know, there's a lot. There's quite a few gun stocks companies out there, and you never hear me talk about them. There are some that are... Their price point is way beyond Boyd's, way beyond Boyd's. And I don't think that their quality is any better, and certainly their style is no better. So, you know, that's why Boyd's Gunstocks fits for me. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. There's an unwritten rule in government, at all levels, that whenever it fails, the appropriate, if not immediate, response is to double down on more government solutions. Is regulatory red tape making it impossible to do business in a state? No problem. Tax the remaining rich people. Having trouble paying for all those costly city social programs? Do as Chicago does and get that money back in pounding the cars of the underprivileged. Let's not forget that after the Bureau of Land Management's suspect grazing policies nearly provoked a modern-day range war at Bundy Ranch in Nevada, the BLM's first response was escalation with armed confrontation. Should come as no surprise that then that this is the same rule that applies to government's approach to a mass shooting. Take, for example, the FBI's announcement that they're going to add yet another database for background checks and screening gun purchases. They claim the expansion is necessary to close the so-called loophole that left Charleston, South Carolina mass killer Dylan Roof and allowed him to purchase a gun. They make no mention of the fact that there was more than enough information to stop Sutherland Springs, Texas killer Devin Kelly, but it was the Air Force who failed to properly report his domestic violence offense to the NICS, another loophole, perhaps, I guess I know. A more accurate term for such lapses is simply run-of-the-mill government incompetence, the type of which cannot be compensated for, only hidden, with new and more complex layers of bureaucracy. Solutions paraded to the public as an additional fail-safe, if you will, which it claims were not in place the last time they screwed up. It's a very transparent, self-serving way to save face, as opposed to taking true corrective action, such as using their budgets to hire and train the types of employees able to execute their basic responsibilities, which was the problem to begin with. The FBI is not alone in its headfirst dive into expensive non-solutions for problems of its own making. A school district here in South Carolina is now considering spending up to $40 million, a figure likely to rise, to install bulletproof doors in its schools. Never mind the fact that such doors on classrooms have not once been a factor in school shootings, nor the fact that schools should instead focus on identifying and stopping potential school shooters before they ever step on school property. Nah, that's not a solution. Nope, the systemic failure of schools to recognize school shooting threats must first and foremost be addressed by cash-strapped districts spending millions on what amounts to nothing more than an emotional safety blanket. Now, in the world of government, this actually makes sense. And then there's our buddies at the Broward County Sheriff's Office, the police department, which had an officer cower outside Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School as the school shooter targeted victims inside. Then, who Sheriff Scott Israel blamed guns and the NRA for the shooting rather than his office's numerous missed red flags regarding Nicholas Cruz. Last month, they were on Twitter flaunting a new expensive police cruiser, asking followers if they liked the paint job. All of these examples are not provided, they're provided not merely to ridicule, but to demonstrate an attitude among government at all levels that believes if it can blow enough smoke, people are going to forget who was responsible for these tragedies in the first place. In psychology, the term gaslighting refers to psychological manipulation that makes its target question their sanity, their perspective, or memory. This is essentially what's happening here. Law enforcement, school officials, numerous federal agencies like the FBI could not possibly be at fault after all. And instead, they claim they were prevented by Congress or the NRA or voters from doing what they'd always claimed was necessary. They resulted in these tragedies. And how dare you blame them? More than just deflect rightful responsibility, this behavior encourages agencies to save face and then maintain business as usual, rather than to actively work on fixes of the obvious problems, which would be the easiest thing to begin with. The result is that after another tragedy, after any tragedy, citizens see a great deal of yelling and finger-pointing, but rarely genuinely corrective action. Instead, they're shown proposals for expensive bulletproof doors, and of course the Democrats' reflexive calls for gun control, but little that actually deals directly with the root problem. There is some hope. The Secret Service has released this month a 30-page report on school safety and threat assessment, which was a multidisciplined, collaborate study focusing on the facts rather than the politics. Sort of a modest start, but it's, at the very least, the U.S. Secret Service study serves as a model for what is possible when hubris is put aside and the government admits it failed and can do better. Even in this limited case, we may actually see progress rather than just more government bumbling, which is all we could possibly hope for. Lisa Page has been, as we get ready to close it down, she has been with Congress. She's gone through 2 days of testimony. And she's being called more cooperative than her boyfriend. Now, her boyfriend was a key player in both investigations. And throughout 2016, they sent texts that have raised eyebrows and questioned the credibility of the FBI's impartiality. Congratulations, Strozek. From Will Stop It and an insurance policy, both referring to the Trump presidency, GOP lawmakers want to know what Strozek meant. The insurance policy was allegedly the Trump dossier, which was a campaign opposition research file compiled by former MI6 spy Christopher Steele. Everybody does opposition research. Everybody does that. But, Strozek got out there and he talked to Congress, and his testimony was a rodeo fraught with drama, as Democrats kept interrupting some GOP members, bringing up Strozek's extramarital affair with Page and other acts of insanity. And Representative Steve Cohen said he would have given Strozek a purple heart. Strozek was combative, said his anti-Trump texts were an expression of deep patriotism, and that his Will Stop It text was made in reference to Trump's remarks about Gold Star parent Kaiser Khan. But his main point was that his biased texts weren't evidence of bias. Now, for Ms. Page, there were no fireworks, no explosive moments that we know of since it was behind closed doors. And yet, the House Republicans found her testimony credible. But her testimony did raise concerns with Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida concerning whether the FBI was driving towards a desired outcome on the Russia investigation. And Page reportedly told the House members that those anti-Trump texts meant exactly what they mean, according to Representative John Ratcliffe. We'll see. We'll see. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Please remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.